In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text this morning is the epistle lesson for the third Sunday in Lent. In that lesson, St. Paul tells us to live as children of light. Now, in the other two lessons appointed for this week, we hear about spiritual blindness. In the Old Testament lesson, Isaiah laments the spiritual blindness of the children of Israel. In the Gospel lesson, we hear the story about Jesus healing a man born blind. So in our lessons for this week, we have the contrast between blindness and seeing, and between darkness and light. The contrast in our text this morning also includes disobedience versus obedience, or righteousness, and sleeping versus waking. And since we are being so blasted, contrasted this morning, let's begin where our text ends. St. Paul says, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Well, I'm sorry, St. Paul, but I just don't think it happens that way. I think you've got it just a little mixed up here. Which came first, the shining or the waking? Well, it depends on what kind of shining you're talking about. Is this the initial illumination unto faith, or is this the continual illumination in faith? Great, another contrast. Namely, the contrast between justification and sanctification. Jesus healing the man born blind is justification imagery, and Paul asking us to live as children of the light is sanctification imagery. And that's why this verse that Paul quotes seems a bit odd to us, and that's perhaps the whole idea here. The imagery borders on the ridiculous. This is probably another time when Paul is doing the theological tongue-in-cheek. It's as though a coach is kneeling there next to a corpse saying, "Come on, wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will then shine on you." It's not going to happen. And it's certainly not going to happen that way. And it reminds me of something that happened at home recently that my wife Robin told me about. She was doing her new routine, her exercise routine on the kitchen floor. She was doing stomach crunches. You know, those are like sit-ups, only you don't go all the way up. And so there she is on the kitchen floor doing stomach crunches. She's struggling to sit up and then falling back. Struggling to sit up and then falling back, and in walks our 2-year-old daughter. And she sees Mommy struggling to sit up and then falling back, struggling to sit up and then falling back, and so Stephanie starts laughing. She thinks that that's just the funniest thing. Mommy has fallen and she can't get up. Well, let's see if we can do something about that. And so Stephanie walks over, being a good little daughter, she wants to help Mommy, and so she grabs onto Robin's arm and starts pulling and trying to help her up. Well, certainly for us, that image of Stephanie trying to pull up her Mommy is a whole lot more ridiculous than what Stephanie saw. And the same is true in our text. For those of us who know better, it's a ridiculous image to be kneeling by a spiritual corpse and saying, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Well, of course not. It just doesn't happen that way. And we know that. And that's why we just slide past this verse, no problem. However, where's the gospel in the text? Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead? Have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness? Find out what pleases the Lord? Live as children of the light? Well, that's all the gospel effect. That's the results or the fruit of the gospel in the life of the Christian. So where's the gospel root? Where's the source, the basis for the gospel? Paul begins this section by saying, "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Ah, there it is. The gospel is here. You are light in the Lord. He who is the light of the world is now our light. Jesus, the light of the world, comes to us, and he illumines, he He enlightens us with his gospel of forgiveness in his name, and then we awaken to live that new life walking in the light of the Lord. Now, once that happens, once the sleeper is awakened, then Christ's light continues to shine on us and we walk in that light. We can then live as children of the light. Now, of course, it might also seem a little ridiculous that we're giving these admonitions, but these admonitions don't now seem so absurd because we're simply telling people to live. We're not telling dead people to live or the blind to see. Now we're simply encouraging people to go with what they've been given. You are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. Now, of course, it might also seem a little ridiculous to ask people who can see to use their vision. But if you've ever been in a position like a pastor with people, then you know the propensity for people to ignore the obvious. Or if you have children, you know how often you have to keep telling them to watch what they're doing. For example, my 5-year-old son, Nathaniel, has a propensity for walking into things. It's not something I share with great parental pride, but God love him, he's my son, and he does seem to walk into things now and then. I went to the store one time with my son Nathaniel. We got out of the car, and then I finally grabbed hold of his hand, as I always do in a parking lot, and I started walking past the car. Now, as I went past the car door mirror, he was between me and the car, we walked past the car door mirror, and wham, right into the eye. Another time, we're in the library. He's hiding in the aisles behind the ranges of books, and I call for him. He comes jogging around the ranges, and he starts down the aisle toward me. Now, he's in one of those aisles where in the reference section we have those desks sticking out into the aisle so that you can put the book down and look at the book. He comes running right down the aisle, looking straight at me, and I, of course, am trying to flag him down because certainly he's not going to run into that, but clocked himself right in the forehead. So, being a good father, I, of course, ask to have his vision checked. There's nothing wrong with his vision. Seeing isn't the problem. Observing is the problem. And so we're not dealing anymore with a lack of vision here. We're dealing with the typical child who can see, but he just needs reminders once in a while to look up and watch where he's going. In the same way, our text this morning serves as a reminder for us to use our spiritual vision in the light of the Lord. St. Paul is reminding us of the darkness from whence we came. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Have no more to do with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And finally, he reminds us of the light in which we now live, and our Heavenly Father's instructions that we are actually to live in that light. God tells us in his word today, you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live then as children of light. And all God's children said, amen. In the name of Jesus.